is. We can vechene me hinche joffe am kuf mem ches an dies daten rezoim schut sach vor adem al dem adem loven kuloy adem kuloy as eine neuer und ka homa joffe schut sach vor dem was leme schatte mit snai mit rach mit über din so the yofi the mira sefer kar sparhu is the balance between two midos the most extreme of them and the most critical of them is and that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu exhibits this midah in the balance. I want to explain a point here, which is it's very critical. People say it, I don't think they're aware of what they say. The Rambam says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's, we have to emitate HaKadosh Baruch Hu's midas, that's the mitzvah HaKadosh. And the midah is to have the correct balance between various conflicting extremes in each midah. And the Derech Hashem is that. So people extrapolate and they say, yeah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is wonderful, he's very balanced. We take our sense of something being nice and good when it's balanced, and we say, yeah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is very, very balanced. That's not the right intent of it. Here also, we say HaKadosh Baruch Hu is kind of very balanced, a little bit this, a little bit this, and that's really very nice. That's almost like putting HaKadosh Baruch Hu into our shoes, in a sense. It's the other way around. The midas that HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world are the mitzias of the world. And therefore, chesed is a mitzias in the world, and din is a mitzias in the world, and mishpat is a mitzias in the world, and chochm is a mitzias in this world, and so on. HaKadosh Baruch Hu presented these hanhagas as follows. He presented like a little artist palette of different colors, a different toolbox, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu presented Hanhaga in this world as using these tools in a certain way where they balance each other out to produce a third Hanhaga, a mid Hanhaga, which is the ideal Hanhaga. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu realized, Moshe Ma'adav Adayma, if I want to make a straight line, I can try to make a straight line, not always easy, or I can make an X and get the exact point in the middle, and make another X, get exact point in the middle, and connect the points. So a lot of times, by having the back, by having both studim, I reach a certain ideal point. Another example, in the modern legal system, the ideal thing is you have. It's not actually in the modern system. It's way back when in Chumash and Tanakh and in so on. You have Maiminim and Masmilim. If I want to get to the Emes, so one person being Chaykev Adairish is never a guarantee that you're getting to Emes, and probably guarantee you're not getting to Emes. What you want to do is, Reuven yells and screams, A is right. Shimon yells and screams, B is right. I ask A, what do you do with B's tightness? And he answers. I ask B, what do you do with A's tightness? The answer. And so on and so forth. So just like in the Gemara, the Machloikas produces the Nekudas Emes. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu put in this world Midos Ru'uyos, not Ru'uyos within themselves, but the Midos come in a way that they are in opposition. And by seesawing the midas, by balancing them, I get to the Nekudas Emes HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted. That midah and hug is called Teferis, called Yoifi, however you want to call it. But the point is, it's not because I like people that are not too hot, not too cold, and therefore I impose it on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I say, yeah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a balanced fellow. He's not a big kanoi, he's not a zochist, he's not a kanoi, he's an agudist. That's not a wise statement in any sense of the word. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu is neither tzach nor adam is yofe, those are the midas that he's using this world. And because this is what he wanted, we perceive that mida as yofi. When somebody is extreme, no balance, we perceive it as being something odd with it. It doesn't sit well with us because HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not mean things to have a kitzonius. He meant it things to be balanced. So it's a reflection of what ought to be instead of projecting what it is that we would like to think about HaKadosh Baruch Hu and so on. I think it's a very important nekuda. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Now he says,
Rabbi, it froze. I missed like the last 10 seconds.
Yeah, something froze. Okay.
No, so I just wanted to say a small nekuda. I think Rabbi said this this vert in finding the balance in the in between. I think Rabbi said this once in Parshas Mishpatim. Then I gave the halacha that the dayanim are supposed to try to convince the Baalei Dinim to make a pshara rather than
right.
I actually found it was very eye opening to me because I had been to Beis Din a few months earlier. I go every now and then on behalf of my clients whenever we have Yiddish attendance. And I don't know if this is the right thing, and I'm going to be done with Havschos because I had a dayan try to stiff arm me into a settlement by bringing up a claim that was not kedin and convincing me that I would lose based on a claim that was not kedin.
Right.
And because of that, I settled, and I found out afterwards that it was a bluff on the part of the dayan, which I don't know. I don't know if it's a key of what Rebbe's saying, but that was just an interesting experience.
Right.
But on this Nakuda, it would sound like the Mishnah that says that Yafet Talmaterim Derecharetz, based on this Mahalach, it sounds like the Pasha Pshat that Talmaterim Derecharetz is even a better product than Talmaterim exclusively. Because if they're supposed to be, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world with these hanhagas, and we're supposed to come up with a balance, a fusion of the two sides, how do we explain that? How do we explain that in the context of that Mishnah? Is Talmud Torah and Derech Eretz really better than the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan that Torah Matahei Alaha?
Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. So Reb Shimon Bar Yochai is just like there on hanhagas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That are lemala from hanhagas olam. There's a set of hanhagas that are within this world. And those are the spheres that we use to and so on. And then there's what they call kesedik mahalchim that betzim not nitfas in this world and beyond this world. Lemoshel yud gimel midas harachmim is a bakasha for intercession from a world that's beyond and so on. The hanhagas of Reb Shimon Bar Yochai are hanhagas beyond this world. And therefore, a person who, as somebody is mekabel of all Torah, they take off all derech eretz. In other words, the person becomes mufka from derech eretz. So that really depends on the person and at what station does he want to be misnaig.
Mm-hmm.
If his station of isnagus is a station of within this world, then Torah must be in Derech Eretz. There's no mahalach in this world of it. If the person is like, and that's why Reb Shimon Bar Yochai was in a cave. Reb Shimon Bar Yochai hid in the cave. He wasn't shaykh to this world. When he came out and he couldn't be toifis this world, he was told to go back into the cave again because he was a chorb in this world. He looked at people engaged in business and he said feh, and they burnt up. So they told him, do us a favor, go back. Not good for this world.
Right.
It's only when he came out another time, and he was oimid that oimik shel omka. There's a pnimius to this world as well that has in itself a teichen that he was able to deher this world as a chutz and a pnim. But before that deher, his mahalach is like a mufka in this world.
Uh-huh.
My Rebbe Chaim Shalovitz used to say. He made a very fascinating observation. He said there was nobody bigger than Vilna Goyen, but he was not the manig of his dar, and he was not the paisik of his dar. the Nei Dibihuda was. Nei Dibihuda was the biggest Rav in that dar. So the Goyen is beyond that. It's not that there's any tzushal on the Goyen. But the Goyen had no tzushal to dar. Didn't have yeshiva, didn't have talmidim. He had few. We had a handful of talmidim. He had no yeshiva. He was a different, he was in a world beyond that world. So there are such mahalchim.
Do we say the same thing by the machlekes based Shammai and Hillel, that Shammai was supposedly more of a, you know, whatever this means, more of a pikeach?
So Shammai was charef more. It doesn't go to that extreme, like it says about, you know, I don't know. I would leave that out. But I could find him certainly in the world of Reb Shimei Choy. And Yisrael, Reb Shimei Choy was a beyond this world type of person.
Okay, this fits very, very geschmack with something I asked Reb Zalig Epstein many years ago. It was a common thing that guys in yeshiva would go over. The classic question is, you know, if all the rabbis are pushing me to sit in yeshiva, and my tafkid is to be, you know, the world's best therapist and help so many people, you know, why should I be sitting in yeshiva if my tafkid is to be to fund the yeshiva, right, to do this, that, and the other thing? And Reb Zalig's answer was that the shayla of your tafkid only comes after you leave yeshiva. So when you're in yeshiva, then we don't handle the shayla of a tafkid. Right. So what Rebbe is saying is, mamish, like, I never understood it in that you know, context, but it flows very, very well.
He told this to you, Reb Zalig?
Yeah. I think I was driving him home once. I think he told this to me. And I mean, I told this to a lot of people. My brother asked him the same question. My brother drove him to and from yeshiva for 7 years every day. So,
yeah. Wow.
So he was very close with him. But I think this question I asked him. It could be that my brother asked him and I was in the car, but I recall hearing this directly from him.
Right. Okay. So. So there's Noah means his hanhog is Noah, and it's hanhog that we very much like. But on the other hand, I may admire somebody, and I may think this person is an amazing person, but he's impossible to get along with. You can't get along with him. And therefore, he says, So if we're to ask ourselves, what is the maila of kapara with karbonis, it's that there's no roishim left over. So the musig, and this is something where, this is why when you do tshuva, so there are many, you know, there's the ikka tshuva. So the mashal person gets up and he says, "Ana Hashem chatasi v'svashati, I did this and this. I'm asking for forgiveness for zehu." That's tshuva, and that helps. That the ikka chait, the ikka einish, the person doesn't get midei shemaim. He did tshuva, and that's it. But there's always a roishim, a kilkel that's left in the person from what he did. So Lamasha, let's say I wronged another person. And then I asked him, Michil, I asked him, so the person is Michael me, but it still left a taste in the person, and the person is not, it's not like it was. The person is wounded, and then it heals. It's never exact like it was. That's called the roishim that's left over. There's scar tissue, there's weakness, there's whatever it is. But there's an haga, karbonis, the point of karbonis is to be moichik the roishim. So the Goyen says here, beautiful page over here. It says, that no one ever said the Amma Adam Salia Mokum Shalom Rishlaim. So the Goyen teaches it. It's not something that it's not talking about the accommodations in Yerushalayim, the hotel rooms, the motel rooms, and so on. We're talking about the person's kesher with Ribbono Shel Olam. Lina, Shechiva, all of these are descriptions of the closest of Ksharim. So, Lamashal, I may be meichel a person totally for whatever person did, and that's it. But it's hard to say that on the positive side, I would have the same level of friendship and closeness and chibuk and chibur that I once had. I could say, you know what? We need to keep a bit of distance because adrava that'll be better. The Amar Adam Olam Tzalei Amakom Shalom Yerushalayim means Yerushalayim was never rejected anyone who had come to bring karbanos. There's a lashon in the Gemara. It says Karaziza Rechimta. When love is very strong, two people can lay even on the edge of a knife. Because they don't mind being mishabik. They don't mind being very, very close. But Masha'in Kane, if you don't like somebody, you need space and more space. So Yerushalayim was a place that was moichik deroshim through karbanos, and therefore every person could be lan Yerushalayim. It's going back to when it says that a person brings a karban, it's ton lina. Every carbon a person brings, a person ought to spend the night in Yerushalayim. So when a person brought a carbon, he never felt that it's too, there's a problem with the lina. Yudzayin. Kairos bateinu arozim. Aimeres. Aloi kairos bateinu. Sheheim ika midaseinu. So he's saying like this now. Every house has, every structure of a house has two components, two necessary components, that are very different from what their maile is. The beams need to be nice and thick. That's a good beam is solid and thick. Rehitenu, heiman esori mashal akoros amechasas kol habayis. The rehitenu, which are the tiles, the slats that cover the roof, their maila is dafka that they're thin and they don't weigh much. You want large surface area, very little weight. Tail shekol piyos peinim aleha. Ki shriyas hashchina yisi b'toich leib nei Yisrael. Rak sheheim tzrichim mokom miyuchod l'skanas kol avavos yachad. L'chein bocha mokom mufcha ba'aretz shomu muchon shetish hashchina b'Yisrael. Ve'ech yisiyachdu kol avavos b'yitzol b'yachad. Ha'kein tzim ha'kadosh baruch v'ikli trumes kol ish yitvenu libay v'chulu. So, he explains a little bit over here the Inyan of Mishkan and why, you know, what's the Teich of the Mishkan? So he says, the Haftocha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is to be Sheira wherever Klal Yisrael is. So you need a place that creates Klal Yisrael. You need a Mokum Kinus of all of the levavas biyachad. The eich yisak levavas is all biyachad. Again, tziva kadosh baruch hu biyikli trumes kol ish shvenu libay v'chulu. Because echad is nadef he nidas libay al mishkan. V'nischabu shom kol levavas. So it works like this. Whenever I have, let's think a little bit about it. My kesha nafshi with a person, so obviously if a person attracted somebody else just by by his chitzonis, that's nothing. That's not really avodah. It's not a kesh nafshi. It's infatuation. It means nothing. But if there's somebody I like, somebody that I feel tremendous kibbutz on nefesh to, it's because there's a certain nekuda that for both kosher to. The marshal, this person, it has a certain type of havana that's how I understand, that's how he or she understands. That creates a tremendous bond. We both have a certain tfisa in what we want in life, in what's right, in what's good. You know, one of the most common phrases used by a bachar who's in an advanced stage of dating a girl, will say, she understands me like nobody else ever understood me. She understands exactly what I want, exactly who I am, b'chulu, b'chulu. The point is, you need to have a nekud of commonness. There's a klal and map, the commutative law, which is if A equals B and C equals B, then A must equal C. Even though it sounds obvious, but a lot of times, geometry, that becomes a way how to prove things. You prove that something, that this line must be equal to this line, and you prove that that line must be equal to this, to the middle line. And therefore, they both have to be equal to each other. That's kind of a mahala. Mm-hmm. So in Yerushalayim, the achdus is, since all of the Yidin were misachet for a mitzvah, so b'meila, there was a tremendous achdus. V'neschavashem kol avavos. So the Maisa Mitzvah Yikali Truma meant that all of Kali Sol, and even Lahavdol of Havdolos, in other things, when you have communists who are extremely dedicated to the cause and they get together, there's a tremendous actus there. That's why it's so hard to break it. Criminals don't have an actus. Criminal, they all want the loot. But there's no real actus. They're not around. But causes have a real achdus, and that's why they're so difficult to break. Like the Panim HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Klal Yisrael a mitzvah that everybody was asukin, and since everybody had their heart nisham in this, it created this achdus, and mele it was shayach hastras hashchina.
Is there an akuda of why it's light as opposed to the kares, which are heavy?
Not sure. I don't know. He does say he does explain it. We'll see in a second. At the end of this paragraph, he explains it. Ba'at Hashem tzor shiyah b'shloshe dvarim, b'chol avavcha, chol nafcha, chol moidecha. U'shnayim hoyu b'chlal Yisrael. Sh'nosa tshuma kol echad nidvas liboy, v'yem shnayim anal avavcha moidecha. V'ashlishe b'chol nafcha chol zibiguf, hoyu b'chach melev oysam locha, v'yem b'tzal v'liyot. Valeam Nemo believe Kochma Sati Chachma. Came with Vada Shlemin by Milo Yusim Kol Yisrael, which Omer of Senazal Yodeo Hibetzal, the Tsar of Pisish Nibem Shrine for Arts. For Oit, Kumashinema Gdolo Gmils Hasodem Yusim at Stocker. Stocker, Mamoyne, or Sasodem, maybe Gufem Moyne. So you have here, first of all, he says, Yodeo Hibetzal Tsar of Pisish Nibem Shrine for Arts. So this was the pa'ula, this was the ma'isim of Bezalel. And also, anything which is done begufoy has a certain chshivas. Any work that was done physically, that falls under the third pillar. So he says like this, v'chein kan im shilom l'koyres shem ikam midas habayis. So these are the koyres which are midas habayis. V'chol Yisrael, so you have the structure there, you have the B'chol Avavchol and Avchol Moidecha, you have Bezalel and so on. So they're the pillars upon which the bias constructs itself. But the bias itself, which again, the roof is the Iker, is each single one in Klal Yisrael. It's just being there. It's just like a tile on the roof. It doesn't need to be strong. It needs to be there. Wherever there's rain, needs to be there. So you have the kairos, which are like Bezalel and so on, and then you have Klal Yisrael. Kain lekabot simtzum ashchinim liusam sur Klal Yisrael beyachad val kol hashvotim yachad nema kairos shemilas habayis. So unless you have all the shvotim or together, you don't have the Asherah Sashchila. Now, there's a lot of explanation for this. It's a very, very favorite theme, Achdus and so on. So, Kadosh Baruch Hu needs every Yid and so on. I want to give a Hezba. I guess it's some ways based off of morale in different places, but I'd like to give the Hezba to it. The pshat that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Sheira on Asura of Yisrael, the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Sheira on the Klal is because Klal is a musig that transcends any individual. Individuals are physical. Let's give an example, when I speak of this table, so this table is a physical object. I'm referring to this. This is a physical object. But when I speak of tables, which includes tiny tables and huge tables and tall tables and short tables and L-shaped tables and so on, I speak of a certain musig. I'm including every single thing that's called a table, so that's a musig. It's not a physical entity. It's something more than that, and that is a sort of an abstract or a concept of some sort. It's a concept. Now, they have a lot of interesting things. They show people, psychologists doing research. They show people different pictures of family members. So they'll have a family with a dozen or kids or brothers or sisters. And a lot of times people will be able to pick out of other pictures that this belongs to this family. When they ask to say exactly what, it's very hard because no two have the same nose, no two have the same eyes and ears, but they all somehow have some of that look. And therefore, they can recognize it as such. Very hard to put a finger on it. Maybe impossible to finger, but they understand it. So even in physical terms, the klal is in a concept that transcends the prat. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's shayra is on something that's called klal Yisrael. It's the klal of Yisrael. So unless you have all the pratim, we don't have a klal. The marshal, let's say I don't include in tables all shaped tables. So then if I've left that out, then when I say the word table, I'm not really being coil everything, and I would need to change it. I would need to say home tables as opposed to L-shaped tables, which are in offices. If I leave out one prat, I leave it out, then the klal is not that klal. The klal of every yid, except for one yid that I've sort of made it clear I don't want him, is not klal Yisrael. It's something else, whatever you want to call it. It's a men's club. It's not Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is the Klal Kuloi of every single member of Klal Yisrael. And therefore, Klal Yisrael, to be Mitzamtzem the Shechina, you need to have all Yisrael B'Yachad. When you have all Yisrael B'Yachad, the Klal of all these people is Yisrael. And therefore, and then it's Shayat Yimash Shechina. V'akashot Yachadem HaKvera Shemalei Sabayis. This is true for obvious reasons. It's also true for a deeper reason. When we talk about Hashros Hashchina, we're not talking about a physical object. In other words, even many Rishonim who talk about Kavod Nivra, that there's some sort of apparition, there's some fires, a glow, whatever it is, at best, it marks the place, but that's all it is. It's not the atzmius of it. The Hashros Hashchina is a ruchnistic presence, and the male it needs a kli kibul that's not physical. A physical mizbeach can't have Shechina on it. Klal Yisrael, because Klal Yisrael is the music of Klal with the capital Kuf, Klal Yisrael is the Metzias that is above, and that becomes a Kli Kibul for Ruchnius. That's where it works. So a Klal is bigger. It includes in itself some dimension that goes beyond the Pratim. That's a Ruchnistic dimension by definition almost, and that's necessary for the Ashraf Kedusha.
So Rabbi, when we say, you know, this Nekuda that Rabbi's saying, is the Klal what we would interpret as all the different Shvatim, meaning all the different qualities and personality types in Klal Yisrael, that's what makes up the Klal, because they all complement yes. each other in order to make a more complete...
Correct.
But these days it seems that people refer to Achdus and the Klal as every sect in Klal Yisrael, whether or not they have any glaring deficiencies. I'm saying not to name any specific sect, but is it not the Klal Yisrael that we need if we're leaving out the people who are not necessarily makbid on, you know, I don't know, Kedushas, I don't know, Chol Shabbos, Chol Shabbos might be different, but different sects that are, you know, we left out the group that, you know, goes mixed swimming. So now we don't have Klal Yisrael because we left out this chavra that are chaser in a certain way?
The answer is yes, and but let's explain it. It's not because the metzias of theirs that we want to be metzav is mixed swimming. It's because they have something, a koyach, a potential we don't have. It's a shevet. And just like Shevet Binyamin, when they came out, when they were decimated by Pelegish Begiva, Klal Yisrael sat and cried that Oyvei, we came out, lost, came out, destroyed a Shevet. It's not because they're doing wrong that we want them. It's not the wrong that they're doing. But we're maiming that each and every one of them has in themselves a certain koyach, and that's driving them. Let's give a mashal. Let's go back a generation and take the communists who were vehemently anti-religious and terribleness and that. We have to believe that they carried something in their neshama, amid the taiva, that we were woefully deficient in not having it. It's one of the reasons why, lamashal, in outreach, there's an inyan that there be some hishtadlos by everybody. Russian Yidden, American Yidden, this type of person, that person. There's something because inevitably in every group there's going to be nekudas that we need. Not so much, not because of the shtusim or the aprikosim, whatever it is. It's not because the person is a Mechal Shabbos that I want him. But despite the fact that he's Mechal Shabbos, he has something I don't have and I need to get him on board. The goal of Dr. Bishleimu without him, because his chelik that he should have is missing. It's true that now he's not manifesting his chelik, and it's true if anything is manifesting worse. But tachlis, I need whatever it is that I need that I need from the person.
So what Rebbe is saying is that you know, let's say in the times of Reb Shamshon Fol Hirsch, we, in order to have the klal, we needed the conservative, the reform. These chevra have a certain mila.
Right.
When they go off and intermarry and assimilate and, you know, completely become dissolved, right. How do we reckon, you know, how do we understand that?
It's just like the muscle.
Do we lose the klal? Are we now not a klal anymore because these chevra are gone?
The answer is yes, we're lacking. We're lacking, so long as Chalakim of Klal Yisrael haven't been Mitzurif, whatever it is that they have that we need, we're missing it. Mm-hmm. And we really are, you know, nobody has nothing. Everybody has an akuda. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants that akuda to realize itself. And whatever we can do to facilitate it is Avodas HaKadosh at the ultimate. And that's why there is an Indian, you know, to have here from different places, for different types of people, for different types of nationalities, whether it's French Jews, whether it's Russian Jews, whether it's Sephardi Jews, whether it's American Jews. Each and every one has a shevet with another mila to it.
Okay, so this adds a little bit, I think, a little bit more flavor to the mashal that Rabbi gives in the Arches Chaim, a house that everybody finds their makom as an aspect of their house. Right. The way when I learned it the first time, I understood it as, you know, yeah, you have a, meaning every part of the house is important, and you know, this is, you know, I'm on the first floor, or the third floor, or the fifth floor, and obviously they all contribute. It's even more than that. It's saying that every single aspect is indispensable. It's not that just I'm a beam. I'm a beam, and without me, the house is lacking a beam.
You can't skip a floor and say, well, the material for the fourth floor didn't arrive, so let's go to the fifth floor. You know, it's not going to work. You need every single floor in place.
Okay, and just one question on what we ended up with last week. I mean, and I guess the ongoing theme of really the entire Shir Hashirim is what Rebbe was saying, you know, yeah, the Ish and the Isha, and let's say learning Maisa Merkava, how it's, you know, it's at a level of Ishus that requires exclusivity, and that's why, you know, it can't even be taught, and the whole Maila of a lot of these, you know, these discussions and expressions are the, you know, the Ishus, which is exclusive. How do we reconcile that with, you know, with nowadays, I guess it's fine, but when, you know, in the times of Klal Yisrael, when they had more than one wife, meaning the, if Klal Yisrael is the Isha of the Ribono Shel Olam, does the Ribono Shel Olam have, you know, up to 18 wives? Like how do we perceive these kind of ideas?
So the point in Ishus is, it's hard for us to imagine how that worked with many wives, but the one thing is clear, a woman's dedication to husband was meant to be total. She does not have it in her to split it. On the other hand, a man can give to others. A man can give to a few women. He could. Your mother says you can only marry, you know, you should only marry as many as you can relate to. A marshal for that would be, the Velt says, a parent can take care of 10 kids. 10 kids can't take care of one set of parents. There's something about a certain mahalach, a certain flow, that it works. And you have the, you know, a woman needs to be totally dedicated to husband. That's the only way it works. A husband could possibly, and, you know, so we, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and each woman can feels b'shas yichud that she's davuk and kashrut, she's the one. If the others take away from her, he's not allowed to. And Chazal said, you know, we have to see what he can do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay. So maybe we could say that the Ribono Shel Olam has, you know, 10 Klal Yisraels in different galaxies that are not our business, and it's fine.
Yeah,
you know,
it doesn't say anything. Right, exactly. I mean, it's not a stereo, but tachlis, we are.
Right.
Right. So
Okay, thank you very much, Rabbi. Have a wonderful week.
You too.
Take care.